you today?
Well, I'm awesome. I'm actually cleansing today. I've had nothing to eat in like 14 hours and feeling pretty good. Have you ever done that? I do it weekly. And man, it just gives you so much clarity and so much energy and maybe a little bit of too much enthusiasm for a podcast, but I'll try to rein myself in because I don't want to wear you out. Oh, God knows I don't want to wear you out. You got enough wearing yourself out right now. I know. Listen, I don't even have to know you, but I know you. You are letting yourself get worn out all over the place. You are. You're strung out everywhere, and this is it. And you shouldn't be that way. If you were my client right now, I'd stop it, or I wouldn't talk to you anymore. I'd fire you. I would. So today we're going to talk about not wearing yourself out. That cool? It is a daily boost from motivationtoboo.com. Basically, a pretty simple concept. The positive boost you need every single day. I just showed up like 16 years ago. I said, I'm going to start talking every single day about stuff, give you some really good ideas, some tactics, a little bit of motivation, a click somewhere along the way that you go, wait a second. This guy's got this radio voice. He's got a good sense of humor sometimes. Sometimes they don't like it. Can't really figure out what his mission is. Don't know why he's taking me down this road. There's some cool stuff I'm learning. Click, boom. Holy moly, my life changed. That's my mission. That's pretty much it. So I'm happy you're here to help me complete my mission by giving you a click today. Hang on for the ride. It's coming. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. By the way, I've got sand between my toes. Just want to let you know, I live 2 miles from the beach. And a couple of days ago, I went down, I bought a beach pass. Because if you don't know Daytona Beach, we can drive our trucks and our cars and stuff on the beach. And I said, you know, it's just too easy to live 2 miles from the beach and drive down to the beach and park on the beach. And yeah, so I just did that today. Just so you know, sand between my toes. It's kind of icky in a fun way. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy. If ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So wearing yourself out. How many people have you heard say something like this? Life is a marathon, it's not a sprint. Or they've said it like, life is a marathon, not a sprint. I don't know how they said it, but they said the same thing. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. How many times you heard that? It's your first time? Seriously? My God. You're awesome. So what happens when you find yourself doing both at the same time? I've seen you out there doing both at the same time, running a marathon and a sprint at the same time. Now, it doesn't work. It doesn't work when you do that. It's impossible. In a 26-mile marathon? Sprinting the whole way? Although I know there's some of the guys that win like the Boston Marathon, it seems like that's exactly what they're doing. I don't know too much about marathons. My goal in life is never to run a marathon. At this point, I'm about 60% to achieving that goal. So I've got a few more years to go before I actually achieve that. Scott, what's your biggest accomplishment in life when I'm laying on my deathbed? I didn't run a marathon. Awesome. So if you're living... I am not kidding. If you're living on this planet for any length of time, you've figured out that life is a long game made up of day-to-day sprints, right? It's a long game made of day-to-day sprints. And that's, I think the sprints are, actually, the sprints to me are the easiest. It's the long game that's the hardest to me. Why? Because I get bored. And so when I get bored, what do? I go back to sprints and I wear myself out. Stop it. Oh, it's confusing. We have to balance that in our own mind, don't we? There's plenty of time in your day and plenty of time in your life. It's enough. So if you want a big bang balance, what do? Get rich quick. No, some people do. Usually you make small deposits. Most millionaires have made over about 15 or 20 years of just saving small amounts at a time. It's a marathon, right? Small deposits. If you want to lose weight, what do? I'll lift 10 pounds this week. Yeah, you can the first week. There's no doubt about that. But pretty much you make small reductions over time, don't you? Just pay attention. Sometimes it's 100 calories between gaining weight and losing weight. Small, itty-bitty little movements over a long period of time. I've got 33 pounds down in about 3 months. There's been no drama to it. It's just small changes. If you want a promotion at your job, you got to score the big deal and impress the boss. Sometimes, yeah, that helps. Pretty much anybody who's got a level of sophistication to them, certainly at higher leadership levels, wants to see your track record. They want to know what you've done over the long haul. That's what they want. So the challenge happens when you've not defined the marathon that you're running. You lack a very specific goal. And if you lack a specific goal, you don't know what marathon you're on, then you're going to have a lot of daily activity. It's not going to lead you where you want to go. And if that happens to you, you're going to feel you're worn out, frustrated, kind of wondering when things will turn around. That's what happens when you don't have a specific goal of what this marathon is all about. And in life, in overall life, it's not your job. It's not even your family. It's how you process who you are in this world, like we talked about early in this week. Your daily goal should be get out of bed and be the person you're supposed to be all day, every day. So, okay, what do I do when I first get up, Scott? Okay, get up in the morning and be you. Great, I can do that. What do I do all day? Be you. Great, I can do that. What do I do at bedtime? Go to sleep and dream you. Okay, fine. Great success plan, Scott. What do I do after that? Repeat? Pretty much. Okay, so some good news here. When you're a wandering generality, as they say, kind of means you're on the right track. Okay, listen to me. There's a certain stamina required to reach any goal, right? And society today celebrates your ability to put in hard work no matter what you do, but there is a problem with that. If you're just wandering around, working hard, sprinting like crazy, and you're feeling a wee itty-bitty little bit of frustration in there, that's good. Because it's probably not working for you as well as you'd like it to work. But I will use the big word I use often with my clients. My clients will repeat it back to me. They'll say it before I say it. They'll tell me everything is going on in their world, and they go, I know, it's not sustainable. Yeah, it's not sustainable behavior. Sooner or later, you're going to decide to change, and usually rather abruptly. So here is the truth. You will change when you wear yourself out. When you're running this crazy marathon, sprinting every single day, doing all the silliness that comes in your way, not being who you really, truly are, one day, that's it, I'm done. Or you end up in the hospital. The bar. Done. It's over. Reluctant, fearful, hard-headed. Oh, is that you? You're only going to put up with a less than satisfying life only so long. Eventually, you will wear yourself out. When you had enough, even if the timing is not perfect, and usually isn't, you will change when you wear yourself out. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. It's coming to an end. So if you're sitting there today thinking to myself, oh God, how long can I put up with this? Until you can't. And some of you will drag yourself through the gutter putting up with stuff forever until you end up in the hospital or the bar or both. Is that possible? Not really sure. Maybe there's a movie about it on Netflix. So what's the fix here? Well, the marathon that we all call life is going to continue until it doesn't, right? And there are things we can do to make it better. The first one is to define your destination. What kind of person and what kind of life do you want to live right now? And it doesn't have to be a big grandiose thing. It doesn't. It could be very simple. In fact, I've found in most cases, when you get down to just being joyful and doing the simple things like having sand between your toes, it's just is kind of cool. The next thing I do is always match my daily activity with my goals. There's no need to do anything that's not going to take me to my goal. If I'm going to do that, I may as well do nothing, which is a lot more fun than doing things that don't take me to my goal. Finally, you accept that if things don't go your way, you will change directions right away. Now, when I say change directions right away, why do I say that? Because you will change when you wear yourself out anyway. So if you don't make a change instantly, when you notice something's wrong, when you're sitting there right now today, and maybe I give you a click today, and you're saying, yeah, I've been putting up with this way too long, something has to change. You got to ask yourself, okay, great, just decide. It must change. Let's do it now. Let's find a way to make that happen today, because it's going to happen eventually, and I can promise you, and you probably already know this based on the life you've already lived, it's going to happen at the worst possible time, and you're going to say, well, I didn't see that coming. And then your little mind inside you is going to say, yeah, you did. You've been talking about this for years. You knew it was coming. Why the hell didn't you do something 5 years ago? You know it's going to happen. All right. Well, skip. Just skip the bad stuff. Make an adjustment. Make your change. Because you will change when you wear yourself out. All right. Oh, quite spicy this week. Yes, I am, just a bit. Got some extra energy here. Might have to go to see what my wife's wearing. Just saying. So tomorrow... No, I'm not going to go into that. Tomorrow, I want you to stop doing something. I want you to stop being that person you are not. Huh? Stop being the person you are not. Huh? All right. That's tomorrow. I'm not going to give it to you today. No, you got to wait till tomorrow. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. I'll see you over there.